Tony, welcome to Birmingham City.
Thank you.
You finally got your dream job.
I don't. Listen, I'm delighted to be here. It's a huge football club with huge ambition. If I'm just part of the journey, I'm delighted to help. I feel as if I've been like a development coach, really, rather than a natural winner. You know, there's no Champions League or Premier League titles on my CV. There is a championship title on my CV, of course, but I'm really looking forward to it. I feel as if we can make players better. I feel as if we can make football clubs better by bringing good footballers in and improving the existing footballers and working with the young footballers. And I'm looking forward to it. 3 days in, it's opened my eyes. They look like a football team that haven't really enjoyed the ball all the time, and yet they work really hard and they're organised. And I think the repetition of good practice creating good habits is what's going to make them a team where the fans will enjoy us with the ball, as well as grafting and working and tackling and winning it back. The best teams can do both, of course, and we have to put some work in on the training ground over the weeks and months to make sure that when we have the ball, teams fear us, and that work continues every day.
Having known you for a long time and worked with you at West Brom and Coventry, mm-hmm. and seeing you, is it fair to say that you, as a head coach, as a manager, you've evolved as well?
Well, I think you have to. You don't manage if you don't evolve, Tom. The game's full of young, bright, intelligent coaches, and you know, I watched the game against Hull. There's a young, bright, intelligent coach right there. You know, Liam is a lovely lad and a very thoughtful guy. If you don't evolve, you get left behind. And I watch every football. You know, it's difficult to think I'd miss a football match that's on at any time, at any place. So I'm a student of the game, I like to think, and I can move forward. I can roll my fullbacks inside. I can drop my tens deep and overload the midfield. I can play one shape in possession and one shape out of possession. Right. But when I say I, the coaches as well, and it's really important to say, Tony Mowbray, without the help of the analysts, without the help of the physios, without the help of the coaches on the grass, you don't have careers. There's a lot of people gone to help, and I'm probably more than most people happy to expose my vulnerabilities. I generally say, I hear myself saying, listen, I'm not Pep Guardiola, but I've got certain strengths. I can bring people along with me, hopefully because they like and enjoy the personality that is open and honest, and I need to use their strengths to help me be successful, and that's what I do, really.
Having seen your work as well, you've got a lot of demands on players, particularly mm-hmm. the given hard work.
Yeah, I think, listen, most of the football clubs, if not all of the football clubs I've managed, have been working class environment backgrounds. People, you know, the Industrial Revolution in the Midlands is people had to get dirt under their fingernails and work and graft, and these are the ancestors, the grandfathers, the grandparents, the great-grandparents, the people who come and support this football club now, and they expect the team to fight and to work. And that's a non-negotiable for me, always has been, as I've said to these players in the first few days. You know, I don't miss anything. My eye doesn't miss it. If I don't want to see strikers walking back over the halfway line when the team are defending. You have to run. You have to get back. The great teams do it. You watch Liverpool defend. They defend with 10 and attack with 10. And that's what I hope we'll get to with this team, where we're like a unit, we're all together, we're all defending, we're all attacking, and everybody's putting in a shift, really, and we get the supporters behind us because they see the energy and the drive and the commitment of the team. Doesn't guarantee you victory, of course. You still need the brilliant little guy who can nutmeg somebody and bend one in the far corner. Looking forward to it. I've enjoyed the players for 3 days. They might be sick of my voice now, of course, but it's what I am. As I say that to them, I still love them. If I'm shouting at them and telling them off and they're substituted, it doesn't mean I've fallen out with you. You'll get all the support. You'll get encouraged. You'll be playing again. So, hopefully they buy into it. As a football coach, you need the players to buy in, and they have to understand your personality. I try not to give them manager spiel or work hard and you'll be great. It's I try and live it, really. I try and be there for them. Hopefully they buy into it and we're having a good time at this football club.
What is it about the owners? Because you've worked with a variety of owners. Some have been, shall we say, not as supportive as others. Some have been whatever, but you've worked with them. What do you think about these owners? Because they've excited the fans already. Did you get excited?
Yeah, I think you can't not get excited speaking to Tom, to be honest. He, listen, I'll wait and see, really. I'm experienced enough to listen and get excited and then see what happens. And but I'm feeling that there's going to be support. I'm feeling that the fans should be excited, that we will, not necessarily this window, but the summer, they will see some investment in their football club and a team on the pitch that will make them very proud, and a team on the pitch, in my opinion, that has an expectation. Early on, maybe they have to finish in the top six. They have to threaten the top six all season, which hasn't been the case for quite a few years. It was the case, you know, as I remember in my early management, that Birmingham City were always in and around it. And that's where we have to first and foremost get back to. Competing with the relegated Premier League teams is a big challenge for in any championship division because of the finance they've got. But I'm looking forward to that challenge. Recruitment is huge. I've already had conversations. We have to get recruitment right. However, the qualities of a manager, without good players, without players who can damage the league, you aren't going to do it. And so we have to get recruitment right in the summer particularly, and that's what we're working towards.
Just finally, was it a big decision to say yes? Because you're a big family man.
Yeah.
Was it a tough decision to say yes?
Well, it's a decision with my family, really. It was a decision with my wife. She understands. I'm driven with football. I've said that to her. Listen, I can't sit in the coffee shop every morning after dropping the kids off at school, walk the dog on the beach, and then watch a movie in the afternoon. I need to go to work. I need to be in the grass. I need to talk to footballers. And I don't mind all types of talks with football. I've said to them, my door is always open. If you're not happy because you got brought off on Saturday or you're a sub and you never got on, come and knock on my door, have a cup of tea in the morning. I'll talk to you why, what you've got to do, how we've got to get better. And hopefully when your chance comes, you grab it and you're in the team for the rest of the season. I want to try and inspire them. I want to try and drive them. I want a team that is fighting itself to be in the team, and that's what you need, competition within the competition of a football club. And hopefully we've got them players. I'll find out over the next few weeks and months.
Good luck. You look good in a Blues badge.
Thank you very much, Tom. Cheers, Tom.
Lovely to see you.